Hey, what's up, guys? Brian here with another episode of the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. On this episode, we're going to go over how to set you and your pup up to succeed, right? Because too many times we want our dogs to respond in certain scenarios without first teaching them and putting them in the position where our dogs are able to be successful and win at the task that we're asking them to do. So without further ado, let's start up the music and get right to it. So how do we teach our dogs in a way that allows our pups to thrive in everyday real-world settings so that us and our dogs are able to do more of what we want together without the added stress? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Brian Gallardo, and welcome to the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. Whenever we're referring to dog training, one of the main concepts that I tell each and every single one of my clients is that we want to teach our dogs how to swim before we toss them in the 12-feet pool. And that's just a simple analogy, right? We're not literally referring to tossing dogs in the pool. It's just an analogy. But one of the most important aspects of this analogy is that I'm noticing that many dog owners put their dogs in the position, push their dogs too fast, too soon before their dogs are ready for a given challenge. So one of the main things we always want to be aware of as dog owners is the simple concept of practicing a given concept before you need to use it in the real world, right? So for example, say you want your dog to be able to sit, lay down, take your direction around a crowd of people. Instead of initially bringing your dog to the middle of, a crowd of 30 people, make sure that first you're able to get your dog to just sit, lay down, and take your direction in that same environment without the crowd, right? Because what happens a lot of times is if we just skip steps and expect our dogs to behave without any further guidance in real world scenarios, one of the things we have to do is practice communicating to our dogs and guiding our dogs without the distractions. That way, when we begin gradually implementing the distractions, it's not a big deal. The easiest way to think about it is when professional athletes, when they go to play, they have to practice before the big game, right? They don't just go into the big game and whether it's basketball, they don't just go into the big game and shoot their shots. When it's football, they don't just grab the ball and go make the touchdown. Soccer, they just don't go into the game without practicing first. So first, we want to practice the concepts that you want your dog to understand without the distractions first. As then when your dog begins to understand those concepts, whether it's, hey, listen to me around distractions, or listen, I want you to lay down at a distance from me. Once your dog begins to understand those concepts, then you could begin introducing the distractions. But where most people go wrong is simply practice teaching your dog to lay down at home and then expecting your dog to lay down regardless of the distraction, right? That's something you have to work on with your dog. If you've never practiced a given concept around certain amounts of distractions or a new environment, then make a mental note and understand that, okay, this is something I probably should work on before I put my dog in the position. Because ultimately, we want to make the process of training your dog as easy as possible so your dog is able to be successful and enjoy training. Because what happens many times is if all your dog does is fail at training and you bring him to a new environment, over it's too much for your dog, and then your dog isn't able to handle that distraction and you're trying to get your dog to pay attention to you but he just isn't, then that is going to be an unsuccessful training session. Instead, what you want to do is set your dog up to be successful and gradually ease your way into whatever distracting scenario you want. So the big takeaway of this episode, guys, is ultimately not to work on things when you need it. You want to work on it before you need it, right? That way, whenever you want your dog to behave around big crowds, make sure that you work on the given concept before you need to bring your dog around big crowds. Same thing if you want your dog to behave around other dogs. Make sure that you first work on things before you need it. That way, whenever your dog is around other dogs or in a more public setting, around other people, around other animals and whatnot, your dog finds it easy to win and be successful at listening to you because you've worked on the given concepts, or you've trained your dog before you actually needed to use that training in real world scenarios. And that's the big takeaway, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you guys on the next one.